Sam Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Boeing was under fire in the Senate, the subject of two hearings Wednesday. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
I was told, frankly, to shut up.
Boeing quality engineer turned whistleblower Sam Salapour on Capitol Hill warned of his safety concerns about the 787 Dreamliner.
Are these planes safe?
The airplanes are not being built per spec.
And the company's response to you was to threaten you?
Threaten you, sideline you.
He testified at one of two overlapping Senate hearings focused on safety and quality control problems at Boeing.
The Senate quickly dismissed impeachment charges brought by the House against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the reaction from the Biden administration.
A White House spokesman released a statement that reads, "Once and for all, the Senate has rightly voted down this baseless impeachment that even conservative legal scholars said was unconstitutional." Ian Sams went on to say, "President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas will continue doing their jobs to keep America safe and pursue actual solutions at the border, and congressional Republicans should join them." The statement wraps up by calling the impeachment a baseless political stunt while killing real bipartisan border security reforms.
Also in Washington, there was a hearing about the rise of anti-Semitism on college campuses. Columbia University student Eden Yadigar told reporters her school has failed to adequately deal with the issue.
Many Jewish students are too fearful to report incidents of discrimination and harassment that occur both in and out of the classroom because of how little faith they have that the university will take the necessary steps to protect them.
Hawaii's attorney general released a report about last year's Maui wildfires. Texts and calls show Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson had a delayed response to the disaster. Here's CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
At 3:15 p.m., as the fire grew in intensity, state officials tried to reach him, asking if he was in the emergency operations center. They were told no. He finally signed the emergency order at 8 p.m., hours after Lahaina burned down.
A new report from the Commonwealth Fund shows persistent and pervasive health care disparities for people of color, including a stark racial divide in premature deaths in all 50 states. Commonwealth Fund President Dr. Joseph Bettencourt.
Decades of policy choices at the federal, state, and local levels, combined with underinvestment in equity among local health care systems, has had a discriminatory impact and contributed to poor health outcomes for people
of
color.
The report recommends changes, including expanding state Medicaid programs. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are in a tight race for Wisconsin's key electoral votes. 51% of likely Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette University Law School poll they plan to vote for Trump in November, 49% for Biden. As well within the poll's margin of error, the race changes very little with third-party candidates. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Padres, bottom of the eighth, still no score. Milwaukee's Bryce Terang, the runner at second base. Blake Perkins comes up to bat. Jeff Levering with the call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ground ball left side, it's through base hit. Here comes Terang.
Wow, how about that?
Blake Perkins, they bring the lefty in. That's his strong side, the right side.
The Brewers win 1-0 to avoid a sweep. Bryce Wilson, the starter, held San Diego scoreless, followed by the bullpen.
Our defense is, you know, it starts with Willie and William behind the plate, and you think about Bowers and Hoskins at first, and we got the best second baseman in baseball, and, you know, our third baseman have come through. Dunn had a good game defensively today, and Ortiz is learning the position, and he's spectacular there. And our outfield defense hasn't been great as we thought it would be, but defense is the best friend of the pitching staff. It all kind of works together, and then you give your offense a chance to work.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies developing in the overnight. West winds a little gusty, lows in the mid-40s. On Thursday, we'll see increasing clouds, highs in the mid-50s, some showers, especially in the late afternoon. Showers will end Thursday night. It's 50 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Next time on the show, our friend and ongoing contributor, John Roach, author, columnist, and Renaissance man, discusses what's new on the lake and whatever else is on his mind.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is our old friend, Dr. Bandy Lee, the medical doctor, forensic psychiatrist, and violence expert, president of the World Mental Health Coalition, editor of the book, The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump, and most recently, the author of Profile of a Nation, Trump's Mind, America's Soul. You can find her newsletter over at BandyXLee, BandyXLee.substack.com. Or just go over to Substack.com and plug in Bandy Lee. It'll pop right up. And the Twitter handle is BandyXLee1. Dr. Lee, welcome back to the program. I read your Substack article titled Gambling with World War III. We must pull ourselves out of this death spiral before it's too late. And was pretty moved by it. I wanted to get you on the program to discuss it. Give us the underlying premise, please.
Yes, thank you for having me on. I've been very alarmed by recent events, of course, as many have been, but it is something that I had been concerned about for quite some time. Many know me as mostly as a forensic psychiatrist who has commented on the psychology of Donald Trump, but even that was related to my concerns about the growing culture and psychology of violence throughout the globe. And we are reaching a breaking point at this time where I feel that we're really coming to a culmination of that violent tendency that I've been writing about, studying, and have been concerned about for over 20 years.
It seems that, you know, after World War II, you know, things kind of calmed down after the Vietnam War, arguably. But violence is very much in the air right now in the United States, and it seems to be driven by, you know, a relatively small number of Americans, the MAGA movement, Donald Trump's MAGA movement. Can you speak to that as a psychological issue, as a kind of mass psychosis, or is it not?
Yes, it is. We think of mental symptoms as being only individual, but in fact, mental symptoms are even more spreadable and more socially driven. In fact, all mental symptoms are psychosocial. So the mass psychosis and the shared psychosis I've been talking about is really a culminating point of the shift in violent tendencies that have been occurring over time. Now, I have also been specializing in public health approaches to violence prevention. In fact, that's been my major field. I authored a well regarded textbook on violence, and I had been consulting with the World Health Organization on public health approaches to violence prevention since it has looked at violence as a public health issue that can be responded to based on scholarship and science. And so the violent eruptions that we are seeing both in our country and throughout the world were very much predictable and preventable, and can still be prevented to whatever degree that that we can intervene. And I would say that at this point, it's in large part driven by psychology, by social psychology and the psychology of the leaders.
We're discussing, kind of classic or explicit violence, people hitting each other, people violating each other's space, people killing each other, for that matter, threatening each other. Can you speak to the violence of, for example, 11 states, I believe now, Republican governors in 11 states have refused to expand Medicaid. So there's millions of Americans who literally have no access to health care. And as a result in those states, you see lower lifespan, higher rates of infant mortality, maternal mortality, higher rates of people dying from preventable or treatable diseases. Isn't that a form of violence, too? And how does that tie into this?
Yes, absolutely. And I do appreciate your often writing about it, Tom, because what it is a form of what we call structural violence. And structural violence causes far more excess death, premature death, than any all the other forms of behavioral violence combined, meaning suicides, homicides, and collective violence, including terrorism, wars, and all manner of behavioral violence does not even compare to the deaths that result from structural violence. It's over 10 times the rate. But we don't recognize it as much as a form of violence because it is hidden mostly. It is embedded into our daily lives.
It's kind of passive too, isn't it?
Exactly.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Yes, and it's also the most potent stimulant of behavioral violence, as well as its best predictor. So we have been fearing and trying to warn against waves of violence to come and global violence to come with the rise of mostly economic and wealth inequalities, both within nations as well as between nations. And and throughout the time when the world seemed to be celebrating that we had entered this unprecedented peaceable era, I and my colleagues have been concerned that very soon there would be eruptions of violence. And I pretty much see what's happening in our country as well, the divisions, the very violence-prone and violent rhetoric using presidential candidate, former president, as well as his followers, have very much to do with the socioeconomic conditions that have given rise to this kind of psychology as a result of deprivation, lack of education, healthcare, livelihood, coming down to dignity and identity. And all these things have a consequence, and we're seeing those consequences play out in the global stage.
Back in the 1960s, I was a member of SDS at Michigan State University, and a couple people I knew went off into the Weather Underground. One of them ended up in federal prison for a number of years, embracing violence, essentially, and they were largely rejected by the rest of us. I would argue that we were left and they were right. Now we're seeing, it's been 30, 40 years since there's been basically any violence committed by anybody on the left, as political violence anyway. And yet, I guess over 90% of all murders, politically motivated murders that have been, you know, done in the United States over the last two decades have been from people on the hard right. What is it about that kind of right-wing authoritarian politics that has so seized now, apparently, the GOP, that ties them to violence, that provokes violence, that often leads to violence?
Yes, I would say that whether it's the left or the right, wherever authoritarianism adheres to, and we have seen left-leaning governments become authoritarian. But my concern as a public health specialist and physician is that when the level of health and the level of mental health falls, then there is a greater tendency for violence. In fact, violence might be seen as a barometer for societal mental health. My colleagues and I did a study about 10 years ago looking at the two different parties in the United States, not in terms of ideology or policies, but purely in terms of violent death rates. And astonishingly, we found that over a 110-year period, almost without exception, whenever there was a Republican president who was elected, the murder and suicide rates would double. And whenever there was a Democratic president elected, the murder and suicide rates would halve.
Wow.
And it was not very apparent to the public because there was a two-year time lag, especially with murders. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have election cycles that tend to alternate. And so it was very masked. And we controlled for changes in economy, such as unemployment rates or general GDP. And so it was basically not related to their economic policies, although their economic policies quite diverge as well, as economist Larry Bartels has shown that whenever Democrats are elected, we tend to do well, prosper, both in terms of, not only in terms of unemployment, but also in terms of rising GDP. But also, we see a change in violent death rates. And so that showed that there was not just an ideological difference or a policy-driven difference, but a difference based on whatever the party brings, whether it's rhetoric or public perception, the party alone made a difference in violence rates.
That's absolutely astonishing. Dr. Bandy X. Lee, check out our Substack newsletter. It's free. It's really worth subscribing to. Bandy X. Lee. It's spelled just the way it sounds. BandyXLee.substack.com. Bandy X. Lee, number one over on Twitter. Dr. Lee, thank you so much. It's always illuminating speaking with you. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you so much. May I just say that I do have a new book coming out that will be published through my Substack.
Oh, great. Hang on just a second.
The Psychology of Trump Contagion.
Okay, it's the Psychology of Trump Contagion?
Yes.
And it'll be available through your Substack newsletter. That's great. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
The Todd Alba Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Number 3030.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which one really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of ingredients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. And dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. 24 minutes past the hour, and welcome back. This is an amazing story, the Boeing. You know, the whole situation with Boeing is Well, it's in the news today because the three different whistleblowers just testified before Congress that Boeing has basically put subordinated safety to profits. Now, that's kind of wild when you consider that Boeing, since 2014, has shown over $95 billion in profits. But what have they done with that money? They bought back their own stock. When you buy back stock, you remove stock from the market. You buy it back and retire it, and it vanishes from the marketplace, which means that the remaining stock increases in price, or arguably in value. You know, if you had 100 shares in a company, say you and I started a company and we issued 100 shares of stock, and you have 10 shares, I have 10 shares, and the general public has 80 shares, and the shares are worth $100 a piece. If we were to retire 20 shares, if we were just to go into the marketplace and, you know, in the stock market and buy back 20 shares and then get rid of them, our company now, instead of having 100 shares at $100 a piece, you know, worth $10,000, it would have 80 shares, which would be worth $125 a piece. So what we did is we just raised the price of the stock from $100 to $125 without doing any of the things that companies normally do to increase the price of their stock. Normally, companies increase the value of their stock by developing new products, opening new stores, building new factories, paying their employees better and giving them better benefits to increase productivity and reduce turnover. You know, this is just the straightforward stuff that companies have been doing ever since Queen Elizabeth I created the modern corporation when she chartered the East India Company on December 31st, 1600. I mean, this is just, you know, this is the way it's always been. But, you know, when the stock market crashed in 1929, it was in part largely because of stock price manipulation. There were pump and dump schemes, and there were stock buybacks and all kinds of things. So FDR put Joe Kennedy in charge of the SEC, saying it takes a crook to catch a crook, and Joe Kennedy outlawed stock buybacks. Well, in 82, Ronald Reagan undid that, and they're now legal. And so Boeing has bought back over $60 billion worth of its own shares. None of that money, you know, none of that $60 billion had anything to do with safety. And instead, it all went to the shareholders, which includes all the senior executives who are principally compensated with stock. This is just a scam, and it's a scam that virtually every company on all three exchanges, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, are playing on an annual basis. And it's destroying the business landscape of America, and it keeps wages down, and it's making unsafe airplanes. You can read all about it over at HartmanReport.com today. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I have a crazy alert for you about Romania's far-right party, and I will then pick up your phone call, so stay with us. Dr. Marty Goldstein, first of all, I got to tell you, my wife is one of your biggest fans. Tell us about your background.
Well, I graduated Cornell Vet School in 1973, but I had my own conditions that were genetically based. I was not eating well. Conventional medicine had no answer. I started to eat well. I got better. And that was the wake-up call to then apply it to what a dog and a cat should be really eating. Most of the pet food industry is not biologically appropriate to what a dog and a cat would eat, period.
Generally speaking, what are the best things that you can feed your dog?
If they're healthy, well-to-do, and they don't have any medical conditions, about 80% meat and the rest some vegetation.
What should you avoid feeding your dog?
Meat byproducts are not really meat. I don't even want to mention what they contain.
What makes Dr. Marty's dog food different from all the other premium dog foods out there?
Preservatives.
Yeah.
My food is preservative-free. There's many of the foods out there have preservatives which destroy the intestinal flora, and they are immune-suppressive. My food meets all APCO requirements with only food. There's no additives, so we are literally simulating what a dog and or a cat would eat in nature with this. It's called food. concept.
Yeah, what a concept.
One thing that brings me joy is not only how much they love this, but how well they're doing just through the food. I mean, my life is complete. Well, that's all I can say.
That's great. Thank you, Marty.
It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
Great talking with you.
For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. The Senate held two separate hearings about Boeing following a series of safety incidents involving its planes. Whistleblower Sam Salapour describes how the company treated him.
I raised concerns internally. I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats.
There was another congressional hearing about anti-Semitism on college campuses. Co-chair of Columbia University's Board of Trustees, Claire Shipman.
I find the behavior of some of our students, some of our faculty, unacceptable. And I think we have a variety of tools to deal with it.
Hawaii's Attorney General released a report about the Maui wildfires that details a slow response from Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports.
The Attorney General says this report is not meant to point fingers, but many people are now calling on the mayor for answers. We reached out to his office for comment, but have not heard back.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin leads the first Marquette University Law School poll since Republican Eric Hovde entered the race. The Democratic senator leads among registered voters 52% to 47%, while the race is tied among likely voters. About a dozen states are rolling back their child labor laws, and lawmakers are trying to do the same in Wisconsin. Labor leaders are pushing back. They say child labor laws help kids and families.
It's important for kids to get a good work ethic, but at the same time, these kids need to make sure that they are getting enough sleep, that they are be able to participate in their school, and really making sure that that balance is there.
Stephanie Bloomingdale is president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Time magazine came out with its list of the most 100 influential people in the world, and the entertainment world is well represented. Deadline reports that Taraji P. Henson, Michael J. Fox, and several other celebs without middle initials, including Sofia Coppola, Colman Domingo, America Ferrara, Maya Rudolph, and Jeffrey Wright, are also on the list representing the biz. There will be a big soiree celebrating the issue in New York City April 25th, and it will air May 12th on ABC. If you like the film Crazy Rich Asians, as so many people did, you'll have the opportunity to catch a live version. The film is being turned into a Broadway musical that will be directed by Wicked director John Chu. Chu directed the 2018 film and will make his Broadway directorial debut with the show. He is currently in post-production on the Wicked film that will have two parts. First chapter hits theaters this November. The Crazy Rich Asians musical is in the early stages of development. The 2018 feature film grossed $175 million at the U.S. box office. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies developing in the overnight. West winds a little gusty, lows in the mid-40s. On Thursday, we'll see increasing clouds, highs in the mid-50s, some showers, especially in the late afternoon. Showers will end Thursday night. Right now, it's 48.
How is your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, a legislator from Oshkosh is featured in our Women Win Wisconsin spotlight, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Permanently, before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. Seriously, Z-A-P, zapmydebt, D-E-B-T, zapmydebt.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and this is, you know, we're calling it a crazy alert, but I'm concerned that it's a coming to a GOP near you alert. I mean, you know, it's like Romania, which, you know, the Eastern European country, they have a far right party. It's called the AUR party. It's a party whose main focus is anti-immigrant, and they actually and pro-Putin. The party is no stranger to controversy, having earlier in 2024 said that they plan to annex Ukrainian territories if Vladimir Putin wins the Russian-Ukrainian war. Right? Amazing. But they call themselves pro-Christian, anti-immigration. So it's a you know, combined church and state. It's like the Christian nationalists here in the United States. Well, here's the story. This is from Cameron Henderson over at Yahoo News. Romania's far-right AUR party has announced it'll make candidates take lie detector tests to prove their loyalty ahead of European Parliament elections. The aim is to unearth any infiltrators. Dan Tanasa, the party's spokesman, explained on Romanian TV, when you go to war, you have to ensure team cohesion. Local leaders and potential candidates from the party will be required to pass a polygraph ahead of elections on June 9th, with the first tests due to be carried out on Monday of next week, the party has said. Running on a ticket to, quote, combat globalists and Satanists, end quote, the party is on track to win 12 seats at the European elections owing to the popularity of its strong pro-Christian and anti-immigrant message. Downplaying concerns surrounding the initiative, he added, this is the party leader, George Simeon, he added, in my experience, those exhibiting fear, reluctance, or resistance to a polygraph are typically the traitors, individuals who prove unreliable in times of need. Yeah. So what's on your mind? Jill in Oxnard, California. Hey, Jill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Really glad to get a hold of you. It's hard to find out how to do that. But anyway, I've been listening to you, not every single day, but I haven't heard you yet mention, and hopefully more thoroughly than just briefly, Marianne Williamson for president in 24. She is the one that can just tear down this corporation, corporate-powered greed that's, you know, ruining everyone's lives that aren't part of the corporation. I mean, it's a terrible thing that's happened in the last 50 years. More and more so, there is a huge, huge financial divide that has created misery for the large majority of the population.
Yeah, well, Marianne has a great message, and you know, I wish her well, Jill. She's not going to be the Democratic nominee, but her message does deserve you know, to be heard. Thank you for the call, Nicholas in San Cristobal, Mexico. Hey, Nicholas, what's up?
bad in this town. It's been a very long time.
Yeah.
I was in Kentucky 5 weeks. I've had bad health news vis-a-vis my vision. I won't go into it. Oh, Two things are on my mind that I think are very important. In today's New York Times, there's yet another article about the extreme threat the Electoral College very possibly poses to us in the November election.
Just because of the two states, Ohio and Alabama, that are saying they're not going to put Biden on the ballot?
Yes, even including that. The guy, it's Soskin who wrote it, who was Bill Clinton's campaign manager back then. One smart cookie, I'll tell you. He goes through it state by state by state, especially all the swing states, and all of the different pathways that both Biden and Trump might win the 270 needed electoral votes. Looks to him as though Trump has the easier path still right now.
Yeah.
It's very disturbing reading, but I recommend you read it. The other thing is the smear campaign that's been ongoing about AMLO, the Mexican president, and this does have to do with a lot more than just Mexico. Mexico is the largest trading partner of the United States right now, and what happens in Mexico is not going to stay in Mexico. I think you even mentioned some of the articles a couple of months ago, at least, about trying to connect AMLO to the cartels and the drug situation in Mexico. They're complete lies. They've been trying to link him to this situation since 2006 with zero success, just exactly as they've not been able to find any evidence to, you know, suggest that Biden and his son Hunter had anything to do with funneling millions of dollars from Ukraine to the Biden family. It's all nonsense. They can't prove it because it doesn't exist. It isn't real. Let me tell you very quickly why it's all going on. And I must say, it all started on exactly the same day globally, from Deutsche Welle to the New York Times to the Washington Post to the Wall Street Journal. The list is so long, I can't get into it. They all started on exactly the same day, and they've been funded by the far right in Mexico on this campaign to undo him. And by connection, Claudia Sheinbaum, who will be the next president of Mexico, a trained physicist, a rabid environmentalist. She has Monsanto and all big chemical against her, and they're trying to slur him first and then connect him with her, et cetera, et cetera, because she wants to do away with the use of all glyphosate. Big agriculture is against her because she wants to do away with all GMO in Mexico. She has drawn the ire of all of the big fossil fuel giants because she wants to take Mexico 100% renewable by 2050. That won't happen, but she will go a long way. And the list goes on and on. They do not want these progressives to be taking over the Mexican political scene. They present an enormous threat to their gigantuan profits. Their profits, in terms of actual dollars and power of buying, in Mexico is every bit as great as they are in Mexico, or in the United States, rather. And you know how great that all is. So I want you, everybody, anybody who reads anything that tries to link these people with the cartels is reading outright lies funded by the gigantic right-wing cartels themselves of ugly, evil power. Did I get it all out?
You did. Yeah. Okay, Nicholas, thank you. I was unaware of that, and I appreciate the heads up on that.
Important.
Yeah. Good talking to you. Thank you very much. Billy in Austin, Texas. Hey, Billy, what's up?
Well, Tom, I was going to ask you if you remember back in the summer of 2020, the retired police captain that was shot in the back of the head by one of the protesters.
You're talking about the Black Lives Matter protests?
No, it was Black Lives Matter protests in the summer of 2020.
Yeah, I remember when the police officer, the undercover police officer, smashed all the windows in Minneapolis, which started, you know, the property damage and the riot there. I remember when Kyle Rittenhouse murdered two Black Lives Matter protesters and shot the upper arm of a third one off. I don't recall an individual police officer being shot in the back of the head. I'm not saying it didn't happen. I probably did. I just don't remember. But Billy, I'm sorry. What's your point?
Well, my point is you're not mentioning the fact that the guy that had his arm shot off was pointing a pistol at Kyle Rittenhouse.
No, he wasn't.
Kyle shot.
He was unarmed. All three of those people were unarmed.
There's a picture of it, man.
Yeah. No.
There's a picture. A pistol pointing right at the man.
I'm not believing it.
I don't care. I mean, you guys don't travel in the truth. You make things up. This whole idea that the right is violent is just something that's made up by y'all so y'all can justify yourselves going out and committing violence.
And you're saying that the left is violent, basically, and the right is not? I don't recall the left attacking the U.S. Capitol. I don't recall the left, you know, planting, you know, mailing bombs to people. I don't recall the left. This makes no sense to me, Billy.
Well, Trump supporters did go to the Capitol on January 6th, no doubt about it. But they're not responsible. They didn't kill anybody on January 6th. Like the summer of 2020, where one of your protesters shot an unarmed police captain in the back of the head. And if you don't, his name was Doran.
Okay, may well be. I would say that is the exception that proves the rule, Billy. I'm not hearing from left wingers that they're threatening to tear down to shoot up the country. I'm not seeing left wingers getting armed in huge numbers all across the country. It seems pretty much like this is a right wing meme. I get it. You think that, you know, left wingers are all about violence, but trust me, we're all about peace. Thanks for the call, Billy. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's Talk Media for the rest of us. We'll be right back with your call. Stay tuned.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and it's crazy in here right now.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America.
Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. And right now, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. I looked up Kyle Rittenhouse and the third person that he shot, and it turns out that guy was pointing a gun at him. Billy was right. But Rittenhouse had just murdered two people. Now, if I was standing there and I had a gun and somebody had just killed two people, I think I'd have that gun out too. Would you? Gloria in Warner Robins, Georgia. Hey, Gloria, what's on your mind today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Tom. I'm talking about the joy in the Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
He's truly destroying the post office.
He is, absolutely, because he wants to set it up for privatization.
Well, I must tell you what happened to me. Everybody needs to know about this. On March 4th, I mailed a letter at the post office, priority mail. In other words, I wanted to get from Warner Robins to Houston and couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to arrive by March 7th. I don't know what happened. The mail just arrived April 11th.
Wow.
I called my, called Warnock, also my senators,
mm-hmm.
and let them know. I even got a case number. It showed that the package got to the distribution center in Atlanta the next day, and it stayed there. For a whole month.
Wow.
And Warnock them did the investigation. They said, well, they're starting this new thing in the post office, supposed to be more efficient, but it's something wrong.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, Louis DeJoy destroyed over 100 multi-million-dollar high-speed sorting machines just to slow down the mail to screw with, you know, absentee ballots during the pandemic to help Donald Trump become president.
Well, I don't know what...
He made no secret about it.
Right. I don't know what they're doing now, but they may have something else worse in the works because to take a month, 5 weeks to get something to Houston, it should have taken 2 days.
Yeah.
And I paid $9.85 for delivery.
Yeah.
Money is not refundable.
Yep.
They said they only refund money for express mail deliveries.
Amazing. Amazing, Gloria.
I could do nothing.
Yeah, they're getting ready for the 2024 election. They're going to slow down the mail for that one, too, because they you know, again, they know that Democrats are more likely to use, you know, vote by mail than Republicans. In fact, the Republican leadership is telling Republican voters, do not use vote by mail because Louis DeJoy is going to mess with the mail this year again. So there you go. Gloria, thank you for sharing your story.
Okay. Oh, yes, it's horrible.
Yeah.
I wish everybody better luck than my head.
There you go. Thank you very much, Gloria. Great to hear from you. Brandon in San Jose. Brandon, what's on your mind today?
Oh, am I coming through okay?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
Okay, so I'm actually feeling a little bit optimistic here because, you know, I've been going through some old clips of Joe Biden and him getting a little surly with reporters and people at his town hall meetings. And this guy's kind of scrappy, Biden.
He can be that way, yeah.
Well, I think there are also some complaints that he's a little feisty behind doors in the White House.
I've heard that. The only time I met him, was in the public and. The conversation I had with him was very brief, but he just...
Congenial, obviously.
He's just a super nice guy in person.
Yeah, well, that, coupled with that, we got to keep in mind that Trump is largely responsible, I think. Maybe it didn't start with him, for the attacks on his sons, not just Hunter, but he went after Bo. I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah, I do.
He went after both of his sons.
Yeah.
So... I mean, this could be a motivating factor that this is personal with this guy.
I think it's that, Joe Biden loves his country and he sees Donald Trump as an existential threat to American democracy, to America as a whole.
I understand that he stands on principle and I respect that, but he's also a human being.
Yeah.
And he went after his sons.
Yeah.
And that's personal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's not.
Biden refers to it as getting his Irish up. Saying used to be get your dander up. But, I get it. And I'm expecting, again, the campaign has not really started yet. It doesn't really start until, the first day of fall, until the first week of September. But I'm expecting more and more. And Biden's starting to tell jokes, now about Donald Trump. This guy came up to me the other day and he said... President Biden, I'm sorry, I'm just so broke, can you help me out? And I said, I'm sorry, Donald, but I can't. It's like...
Yeah, he's memeing all over this guy.
Yeah, he really is. So, I see that as a good sign. I'm optimistic about the fall, even though the New York Times, as Nicholas correctly pointed out, is suggesting that, Trump actually has an easier path to the presidency now because of the Electoral College.
Yeah, but they've lost all credibility lately.
I think so, too. Brandon, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. What's happening with the Supreme Court trying to get Trump off? The latest. I'll fill you in on that and also how they effectively abolished the right to mass protest in 3 U.S. states.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs result.
The Shaw, WAUK. Earl Ingram.
Join me Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar to answer your questions. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.